Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
I am your host, Kyle Warren, and we are trotting across your radio dial here this morning. I'm actually your guest host, Kyle Warren, sitting in for Captain Pat Bruce as we broadcast on this Wednesday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch radio program from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. And we're broadcasting, of course, by way of the West Coast this morning from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio to our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world via the internet and via satellite on the GCN network. Now, as always, we want to give a special shout out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, our customs and border patrol, security officers, and our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, keeping America rolling along, we salute all of you, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, our men and women out there getting the job done, our FedEx, UPS drivers as well, our bulk mail center haulers. They're hauling the mail all across the country right now as a lot of people are sleeping and a lot of people are up listening to the radio as well. And, of course, our suicide jockeys, they're hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And let's not leave out, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers delivering their packages all over the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch radio show Facebook page. You can also find Captain Matt Bruce on MeWe, on Gab, on Truth Social, on Getter, and we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. And don't forget the website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You can find out all about the program, all about the captain, and a lot more right there at the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right. Well, without further ado, let's go right over to the telephone lines. And by the way, if you'd like to call in, you have a question for our first guest, Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com. We do have our temporary call-in line this week. That's 1-949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. It is. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And of course, folks, as Captain Matt always reminds us at the top of each hour, don't forget those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And of course, Denise, you know, we were talking a little bit during the break, and we're going to continue talking about obviously the debt deal progress, but also we want to get your input on what's going on with FBI Director Wray and how the House GOP wants to hold him in contempt, plus what's going on in Ukraine, so many other things. DeSantis is campaigning in Iowa, but first, you did see where President Biden was like trying to scold the reporters that somehow they don't live in the real world. What did you think about that?
I dismissed it because the guy, I mean, I'm not even sure he understands questions, much less, you know, the role or what he's even saying. So, you know, it's become a pattern. And so there's an awful lot of what I dismiss. I'm more concerned about other people in this White House and what they have to say than Biden. Because, I mean, he speaks in platitudes, too. So, I mean, we don't get anywhere. So I dismiss it.
Well, I think you're right. It just seemed a little odd. I don't know. You know, the reporters aren't in the negotiating business, as far as I know, and they're not negotiating this debt deal at all. But yet he seemed to want to scold them. So I don't know if you chalk it up, and I guess it's just Uncle Joe.
Well, he has no clue what's in this debt deal. He has virtually no clue at all. They've given him talking points, of which pretty much every one of them is false. You know, that we want, you know, to strip Medicare and Medicaid and veterans pay and Customs and Border Patrol and law enforcement. I mean, you know, none of these people that speak out of this White House have read the bill or been using any legitimate, valid, true talking points. So,
Well, that's right. It's just the same talking points, basically, that, you know, the Republicans wanted to crash the economy and send us into a recession and drive us over a cliff. And guess who saved us? Right, Denise? Who saved us? It was Joe Biden. He saved us from this.
Yeah, I guess the next question is, you know, Janet Yellen now, you know, changed the date to June the 5th. What is it that we're going to default on? I mean, what is it that doesn't get paid specifically? What can she pay and what doesn't get paid? What, you know, if it doesn't get paid, you know, you pay it late and pay a late fee, right? I mean, is it a debt payment? Because there's plenty of money to make a debt payment.
Well,
I don't know what a debt payment. Are you paying the bondholders? Are you paying Japan, because they're our largest debt holder, and then China. So, I mean, what is it?
Well, it's a combination of those things, but I know that the perception that the U.S. government would not make those payments would be the thing that would trigger a lot of, you know, confidence problems, to say the least. I tell you what, Denise, hold the line right there because I hear the music coming up. Stay right there because we've got more coming along here with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com. We're going to talk about Christopher Wray and that subpoena from the House when we come back right after this. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Mr. Joe Weaver. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch, rolling along the overnight hours as we stroll across your radio dial with much more to talk about. Of course, we're going to get right back to the telephone line here in just a moment with our very own Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. But before we do that, I do want to tell you that this portion of the program is being brought to you by GEICO. And that's our conversation with Denise Simon as well. It's being brought to you by our friends over at GEICO, and that would be none other than GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. All you have to do is go to their website, geico.com, take advantage of their price comparison, put in the vehicle that you own, whether it's a car or truck, and see what the comparison might be. Find out how much money that you're going to be able to save for the exact same kind of coverage that you have right now for your car or truck. Additionally, if you have a motorcycle or ATV or a boat or an RV, you can bundle all that together with your car insurance and save money on both. Now, if you really want to save the big money, and folks, we mean really big money, is you can start bundling your house. Maybe you have an apartment or a condo. You know, each one has a different rate, so if you bundle all that together, you can see what the price is going to be ultimately, and you might find out just how much money you could save. If they can save you money, they will. Again, go to geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, that's geico.com, and do the cost comparison today and save. All right. Well, right back to the telephone line. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is back with us. Hello, Denise.
Hello.
Well, yes, you know, we were talking about the possible default. Well, Janet Yellen evidently sent a letter to Congress last week saying that the Treasury, according, if there was a default, the Treasury wouldn't be able to pay out federal money that goes to things like Social Security and Medicare benefits, military salaries, interest on the national debt and tax refunds and other payments. Now, of course, all of that would probably get reinstated and back pay would be reinstated. But generally speaking, of course, this is the government would still take in money but people around the world would start losing faith, especially these. You mentioned the bondholders could also stop the Treasury basically from paying back the money to the bondholders right now. So definitely, obviously, not a good thing. But we've got to see how this moves forward because it's still not a done deal. I mean, we keep hearing from both sides of the aisle from Joe Biden and also, of course, from Kevin McCarthy, that they're going to get it done. But until it's done, I don't believe it's done. How about you?
Well, yeah, if it's not done, it's not done. If to stay with regular order, if you don't have the votes on the Republican side, then I would say that the Democrats are going to have to fill that void, and then it becomes a Democrat bill. Then it puts McCarthy's position as Speaker somewhat in jeopardy. But you've got conservatives like, Newt Gingrich, he's for it. The entire business community is for it. The Pentagon is for it. So it's kind of all over the place. But, there are always other kind of wranglings. As I said earlier, it comes to appropriations. I will say this. The bill is better than anything I've seen come out of Congress in probably 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But when you compare it to a crap sandwich, it still doesn't look good.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Very cool. I like that. Yes, but exactly. And I don't think it's, I think you got a lot of people who think that this isn't going to be such a great deal. But at the very least, from my perspective, it's a deal. There wouldn't have been any deal from Joe Biden and the Democrats. At all, I think unless there was some kind of movement out there with the voters, and Democrats especially, that have been telling their representatives to say, get something moving. We don't want just a stonewall.
Well, and McCarthy, I will say this. He's already put the White House in, where they up against the wall. And the White House said, we're not negotiating. Well, they did. I mean, they just did. So, I don't care how this White House spends it. They negotiated.
Right.
So.
Right, exactly. Well, and folks, we're talking with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. If you'd like to call in and ask Denise a question, you can do so, 949-629-3212. 949-629-3212. And Denise, kind of shift gears here a moment. Representative Comer is now saying that the U.S., the GOP in the House is going to start taking steps to hold Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress for not turning over this document that they want to see having to do, allegedly, with Joe Biden and the money trail.
Form FD 1023. It is a document, they're unclassified documents generally, but Ray is keeping it as classified. But this has come from apparently, some reliable sources or source, and, it describes the person or persons that are blowing the whistle on Biden's crime family. And so Christopher Wray says that he has offered to redact several things within the report and then show it to Comer and Meeks because it's a bipartisan thing. But I think that you end up redacting too much that seeing the form doesn't do any good. So,
right.
Yes, I think they took the first step last night towards contempt. Now, what does contempt really mean? Well, if they do advance and hold Christopher Wray in contempt, then it then means that his own Department of Justice, along with the FBI, would then prosecute Wray. What prosecution looks like, I don't know. But it would be calling the Department of Justice to prosecute. And, you know, Ray works for the Department of Justice when it comes down to it, because the FBI is under the Department of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
So what that really looks like, I don't know. Do they fine him? Do they suspend him? Do they move towards removing him? We don't know what that looks like.
Well, I kind of think right now Christopher Ray might be saying something along the lines of nyan, 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 nyan. Something like that, I think. I don't know. That's not a direct quote, but I'm almost positive that might be what he's saying. But, Denise, we've got a caller holding on the line. Let's take a quick question. Caller, good morning. You're on with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Aaron. I'm calling from Denver, Colorado.
That's Aaron. Okay. Good morning, Aaron. Welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, Carl and Denise. But anything about Newt, I no offense to Newt. He just doesn't have any credibility with me. Newt got in there. So-called balanced the budget when Bill Clinton was president, I think. But after that, everything went to hell. So the thing is, though, they didn't maintain what they do. The conservative party had to be fiscal conservative hawks. But as usual, they'll bow, they'll lick the behinds of their dark side, broken down donkey masters. You got an idiot as a so-called president. So, I mean, until, obviously they got to do something.
Yeah.
Because both parties got this country into the asshole that is in. So I don't know what kind of agreement they're going to make, but it's not enough. And I know the conservatives in Congress know it's not enough. But anyway, Professor Politics, Denise, adios.
Thank you, Aaron. All right, that's Aaron listening over in Denver on 710 KNUS. Thank you so much again, Aaron. We appreciate it. Denise, what do you think?
Well, I mean, you've got moderates and you've got hardliners. You know, I was actually thinking yesterday because most everybody on the House Freedom Caucus is a no vote. And then, you know, you got to think for a second, why in the world do we have to have a Freedom Caucus in the first place? That's because our freedoms have been, you know, are being stripped. And those that sit on the House Freedom Caucus are, you know, stand up people. I will tell you, and interestingly enough, when Ron DeSantis was a congressman, he was one of the founders of the House Freedom Caucus.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Yep.
I still don't want him as president, but nonetheless. Okay.
Well, Denise Simon, here comes the music. We got just a few seconds. Thank you so much. FoundersCode.com is the website. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Denise Simon, folks. The Captain's America Third Watch radio program rolls along. We're right back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy defending the debt limit deal, even though Republicans couldn't get everything they wanted.
I'm not sure what in the bill people are concerned about. It is the largest savings of $2.1 trillion we've ever had.
June 5th is now the deadline. Congress must pass an increase before that date to avert a default. The Writers Guild of America is targeting top executives' pay in letters sent to major shareholders of Netflix and Comcast. On Tuesday, WGA President Meredith Steom urged shareholders to reject the say-on-pay proposal. In letters, Steom detailed the disparity in pay between top executives and writers. HBO's hit series Succession is officially over after the weekend's series finale. 2.9 million people tuned in Sunday night to watch the show come to a close. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Yes, it is. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along your overnight radio dial as we crisscross across the country through our various affiliate stations. We hope that you're having a great morning as we continue along. Great time there with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And once again, if you'd like to call in and opine here on the program, simply dial 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. That's our temporary call-in line this week, of course, as we're broadcasting from the West Coast, as I'm sitting in, Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, of course. And we talked to the captain back in hour number one of the program. We'll be talking again with him tomorrow morning in hour number one. He gave us a great update on his progress, doing quite well. And the doctor says maybe he'll go home sooner than later here. So that's good to know, and we're really happy to hear it. And, of course, I know everybody out there is just pulling for the captain, praying for him, and just absolutely happy to hear that there's a lot of progress being made. Well, of course, folks, right back here onto the program, I want to tell you here real quick, this from Newsmax, drones hit Moscow, Kiev, as war escalates. Ukrainian drones struck wealthy districts of Moscow on Tuesday, Russia said, in what one politician called the most dangerous attack on the capital since World War II, while Kiev was also hit from the air for the third time in 24 hours. Now, since Russia sent tens of thousands of troops to its neighbor in February 2022, the war has largely been fought inside Ukraine. Well, that's changing, obviously. Aerial strikes strikes on targets far from the front have intensified amid a ragged stalemate on the ground, with Russian forces entrenched along an extended line in Ukraine's east and south. One of the strategic southern places Russian forces have controlled since nearly the beginning of the invasion is Zaporizhzhia, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, the nuclear power plant there. And on Tuesday, the United Nations nuclear watchdog chief asked Ukraine and Russia to respect five principles to safeguard the station. But of course, we're talking about war. We're talking about all-out total war. The Russians have waged all-out total war in Ukraine. But of course, this whole issue is going to be front and center as we move through the presidential campaign. Ukraine is going to be obviously not just in terms of talking about the moral principles of it, the idea that Russia invaded Ukraine and has been practicing these atrocities, these all-out total war maneuvers on Ukraine, but of course also where is the funding and all the support from the United States coming from. And people will be asking, and the candidates are going to have to be able to answer the questions about where our interests lie and make arguments for those interests. Now, of course, everybody sees war and wants to stop it. Nobody is pro-war in that sense, but it's definitely something that's going to become a much larger issue because now of the longevity of the war, and now you got a U.S. presidential election happening. Well, Robert Kennedy Jr. has been out there campaigning, of course. He's making a lot of progress against Joe Biden. The other day, you know, he's polling in the 20s at this point, from what I recall, and maybe a little bit more, but he's definitely making an impact. And he had a few things to say about the war in Ukraine, talking about America's interests. Let's listen in here just a moment to Robert Kennedy Jr.
And we have to respect differences of opinion, and we have to respect the people's capacity to ask questions. And you know, some of the issues that we need to talk about is, number one, is this war in the U.S. national interest? We just need to isolate that question. It is in the U.S. national interest. And there are, you know, some of the leading panegyrics of most respected people of our national diplomats, let's say, Henry Kissinger, Jack Matlock, Larry Wilkinson, who's, you know, Colin Powell's chief of staff. They all have said definitively, if you just want to ask, is it in our national interest? It is not. It is not in America's national interest to push Russia closer to China. That is a cataclysm. Number two, it's not in our national interest to do something that could involve us in a nuclear exchange with a country that has more nuclear weapons than us.
There you have Robert Kennedy, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., talking about that. The reason I included that that soundbite is because, as he's talking about earlier, I believe he's talking about, well, we need to be able to ask questions about things without devolving basically into the name calling. And I think that's good for him, obviously, always. You don't want to do that necessarily. But people will ask what's in our national interest. And I think that, generally speaking, people do believe that the aggressor here is Russia, that they invaded Ukraine, that Vladimir Putin is on this mission to try to put together his version of the Soviet Union. I mean, that's ultimately, I think, what he wants to do. But certainly it's in the world's best interest to stop the war, and it's in the world's best interest to make sure that the Ukrainian people are not overrun. And those are all good points. But the other thing, of course, is where is this all leading? Because it's difficult to see a path where this doesn't lead to a larger escalation. And that's why, my friends, it is so important to elect a president of the United States, whomever that might be, that will have a strong hand on the tiller of the country, of the nation, of our place of leadership in the world. And through being strong, first of all, militarily is first and foremost. You have to be able to do that. This TR walk softly and carry a big stick, right? Teddy Roosevelt. But you also have to be able to prevent these things from happening. Now, whether Trump was in office, if this would have happened, that's a very, very good question. It could be likely not. That it might have happened if Trump were in office, because you've got Putin over in Moscow and wondering about whether or not whatever Trump might do, who's that person in the Oval Office anyway, and what might they do? You always to some degree, keeping them guessing is good, but at the same time, you have to be able to make sure that you have that you have things in place to try to prevent these things from happening in the first place. All right, folks, I think we got another caller on the line, and I think it's Aaron again from Denver. Is that you, Aaron?
Yeah, I'm back again.
All right. Good morning again.
Back again, Professor Poptic.
What do you think?
The thing is, so I don't agree with Kennedy whatsoever. If Russia wants to get in bed with China and China wants to get in bed with Russia, let them. I mean, it's a free world. And Russia and China and Iran and the sidekick is North Korea are part of the Legion of Doom anyway. I mean,
we all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on
IFOS. The presidential race, what will things look like in Ukraine? And so it could be a very, very significant turning point in American politics. So we'll just have to wait and see. But thanks so much for the call, Aaron. Call anytime, folks. Of course, call in line is 949-629-3212. That's our temporary call-in line for right now as we're broadcasting from the West Coast. Kyle Warren with you. I'm sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce as we go across your radio dial here in the overnight morning hours. We're glad to be with you. We're going to take a quick break here real quick. You're going to hear some great messages. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't want to miss it. Stay tuned, folks. Coming right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. at no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, the Captain's America Third Watch continues on in the overnight hours, folks. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce as we continue through the program. And, of course, in just a few moments, we'll be talking with Chris Markowski. He is the watchdog on Wall Street. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be talking with Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. Then also we'll be talking with Patrick Hyland and then also Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. And so we hope that you can stick around. We're going to have a lot to talk about and really just a chock full of great stuff as we continue on this Wednesday edition live from our Moss Automotive Family Studio. So you definitely want to check out more about them as well. But first, this portion of our program is being brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They're in Clearwater, Florida. They're also in Concord, Massachusetts. That's the National Aviation Academy. Again, Clearwater and also Concord, Massachusetts. So visit naa.edu. That's naa.edu. You'll find out all about aircraft maintenance, the aircraft maintenance programs, training programs that they have. We spoke with Bo Browning last week. We'll speak with them again coming up this week as well, all about the great opportunities and also the fact that aircraft maintenance technicians are in high demand. They'll take you from zero all the way up to where you're going to be ready to go out into industry. So it sounds like a very exciting thing. And I, for one, I love airplanes.
I've always loved airplanes, and I for one would love to have been able to find out a lot more about how they work and how they go together. But you can do that at the National Aviation Academy. You can have a great new career. So visit NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Be the force, be the fix, be the future of aviation maintenance at the National Aviation Academy. All right, well, we'll be hearing from Chris here in just a few moments, I'm sure. But before we do, of course, you know, we're talking about a lot of different things this morning, and especially where the economy is concerned, this debt deal certainly, hopefully, is going to shine the light more and more on the spending. I appreciate so much what Kevin McCarthy was talking about, the idea that you have, if you're a family, you have a credit card, and you're able to keep lifting that that debt, you're never going to get anywhere. You're going to continue to go deeper and deeper and deeper, and that's not a good thing. So, again, at the very least, this gets this whole thing started. We get to start making some other kind of arrangements here. And so I think right now we've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, holding on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, doing great. Well, of course, you know, we're hearing more about this debt ceiling deal thing. But overall, if they get it passed and we keep going forward, is it a good thing at the very least that some spending's getting cut, or do you think it's going to have a big effect in the long run?
I mean, it's not going to have a big effect. I mean, it's, some cuts are coming in, but again, I spent a lot of time yesterday talking about this on my podcast, and the reality of the situation is that, you know, I don't know what other type of deal you're going to get. And again, it's very, very difficult for me to take the Republicans seriously on this after they just, you know, signed off on the omnibus spending bill this past winter, where, you know, you did handouts to Jim Inhofe and Richard Shelby and many others with all sorts of pork barrel spending. So, you know, you see a lot of hand-wringing going on when it comes to this, but the hard work is not done. But when you're actually in a position of power, a divided government right now, I don't know what else they're going to be able to come up with. So, again, I think I'm in the same boat as many. It's like it's hard to take these people seriously.
Well, what do you think, too? We haven't been able to mention this yet on the program this morning, so I'm glad I have a chance to talk with you. What do you think about this clawing back almost $21 billion in funding from the IRS? I mean, that sounds pretty significant.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's something, but I almost think that the Democrats probably, the IRS like this. You know, they're still getting, you know, almost $60 billion in additional funding. You know, for what, I don't know. You know, I'm constantly running into issues with the IRS in regards to improper paperwork and where they filed it and having to, you know, to fix things. I run a small business and it's not exactly fun to deal with. Are they going to correct that? I don't know. Not to mention the fact they talk about, you know, greater enforcement and bringing on more agents. Where are you going to find these agents? There's not enough accountants out there as there is in the private sector. And the private sector pays a hell of a lot more. So, I don't know, are we going to outsource all of this to India? I mean, where are you going to find these agents?
I'm so glad that you mentioned that, you know, because I don't think anybody's asked that question yet. And I think that's why you're the watchdog on Wall Street, because nobody has said it's the throwing money at something. And I guess trying to make people think that you know, they want to please their constituency on the Democrat side. But, you know, also, Chris, we got a report earlier that Suze Orman, I'm sure you know who she is, you know, she does the financial advice, but she's saying Americans don't have any emergency savings, that they're coming in, that they're a financial tornado, could be coming their way. And I think it's something like most Americans couldn't afford a $400 extra expense at this point. I mean, where is this going to go? Because we know spending will get pulled back, but what do you think about savings and where people stand financially right now?
Well, we're already starting to, you know, to see that. This has been the case for a while. This is nothing new. Obviously, there was, with the pandemic handouts and giveaways, there was a, you know, relief there for many people, but a lot of that money has gotten spent. Not to mention the fact you take a look at, what auto loans are now and some of the inflationary pressures and how expensive cars are and what people are spending on things that they, quite frankly, they just cannot afford. So, I mean, it's an issue. There's no doubt. And unfortunately, you know, it's always been the case here. Well, not always been the case, but it's certainly been the case, you know, since almost the 1980s, as people start to live outside their means.
Well, exactly right. And I think a lot of people have been sort of propping up their lifestyles, and they're spending more on their credit cards. They're relying more on that. I saw a report yesterday that said that usually by this time of the year, this part of the year, people have paid off a lot of their holiday debt. But according to the different reporting services, that's not happening. And people are sitting there saying, okay, now I'm carrying a lot more debt. That's got to affect spending. And spending is a huge part of the economy. It's like 2/3 of the economy right there.
It's kind of to watch some of these things that are going on. You have a weekend where you had, travel at a higher level than was pre-pandemic. People are still out and about. Again, it's that. I don't understand. It's no way to live. I mean, you're going to be chasing this debt all the time, not to mention the fact that credit card debt is very, very high interest and very difficult to pay off. You shouldn't be going into debt for holiday gifts. That's not what it's all about. And people make the mistake and do it. But, it's a vicious cycle, and it's a hole that's very difficult for people to climb out of.
Yes, exactly right. And what do you think out there? We've been hearing more about, especially teenagers, that they're able to get into some of these job markets because a lot, some people just don't want to go do that. And in some cases, trying to recall the state that was doing it, but they want to have teenagers as young as 14 or 15 or 16 be able to bring alcohol to people's tables, basically, because I guess they can't find enough people to work.
One thing, like I said, someone who had worked quite a few jobs when I was in high school, I don't see the problem if you're acting as a waiter or waitress and you're bringing a drink over to the table. I don't really see the problem with that. I think it's kind of much ado about nothing.
Well, especially in many other countries, you don't have a whole lot of issues because people, they more or less, they grow up with it, it's all around anyway. I can see, I mean, if especially if people want to work, the people who don't want to work, then maybe there are people who want to have that job.
Yeah, like I said, I don't see much of a problem with that at all. I think, some people were saying, the hours that you're working on a school night and all of these other things might be difficult, but dropping a beer off at a table doesn't bother me.
Right. I guess there are a lot of worse things that could be going on, and especially if they want to show up to work and work, well, that means that they're actually doing something productive and getting some good experience at the same time. Absolutely. All right. Well, Chris Markowski, I hear the music coming up here, and so I want to say thank you so much for coming on again this morning, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning, sir. Take care.
You got to have a good one.
Thank you. You too. All right. Chris Markowski, he's the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there and check him out. We're coming right back. You can check us out after we come back. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.